Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Georgia Thibault, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. New paragraph. Education. She completed grade school and high school through the 12th grade and did college and postgraduate training.
Wow. Can you eat my food again?
I have mushrooms
that can make
you too.
Oh, good.
Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely.
Her husband just died.
I know that.
Oh, okay.
An occasional glass of wine. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She was living with her husband, who just recently passed away. Her daughter lives at home with her as a caregiver since November of 2022. Occupational concerns, none reported. New paragraph, history of serious illnesses and injuries. She did not indicate a history of fractures. She's not had a concussion or history of loss of consciousness. She was previously treated for gallbladder disease, operations and hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. Paragraph, she underwent cancer surgery in 2022 and completely recovered. Cholecystectomy was previously performed with complete recovery. Hysterectomy performed complete recovery. All her teeth were removed for replacement with complete recovery. She denies prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. Mm-hmm. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. First paragraph, general. She reports depressed nervousness, dizziness, fatigue, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, reduced appetite, disequilibrium, reduced memory, and symptoms of nausea. New paragraph, head. She denied neuralgia. She reported intermittent headaches relieved by Tylenol. She denied fainting, spells or blackouts, or other altered mental status, and denied a family history of such of symptoms. New paragraph, neck. Upper back and arms, middle back. Low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists. Hips, ankles, and feet. She denied symptoms. Neurological review of symptoms. She denied visual changes or significant visual loss. She denied difficulty with facial weakness or movements. New paragraph. She denied difficulty with the sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. And deglutition. New paragraph. She denied the development of hoarseness or change in her voice. New paragraph. She denied weakness in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. She denied movements, twitching, or shaking. New paragraph. She denied unusual sensory changes. New paragraph. She denied significant ataxia or tendency to fall. New paragraph. She did give a history of some sleep disturbance. New paragraph. She completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires. New paragraph. These findings included: colon, first paragraph, sleep disturbance of moderate intensity with increased neuromuscular tension, arousals with some pain, difficulty with initial insomnia, bad dreams, daytime sleepiness, trouble controlling thoughts at bedtime, forcing herself to get up in the morning. New paragraph. She tried to describe difficulty with communication, being unable to write notes to herself or to-do lists, understanding family and friends on the phone, carrying on a conversation with a small group, organizing her speech, and speaking clearly. New paragraph. She did not answer questions on positive affect and well-being. New paragraph. She reported moderate levels of symptomatic fatigue, including feelings of exhaustion, reduced energy, tiredness, interfering with her chores and other activities, limiting her social life, requiring help to do activities, feeling weak all over, she reported moderate levels of anxiety, feeling uneasy, nervous, worried in situations, tense, difficulty calming down, nervous with disruption, fearful about the future, fidgety, increasingly anxious, worried, sudden scariness, difficulty with her sleeping and trouble relaxing. She reported mild to moderate symptoms of depression, including often feeling depressed, feeling that nothing would cheer her up, feeling unhappy, helpless, nothing to look forward to, socially withdrawn, completing everything with an effort, self-critical, feeling sad and lonely, discouraged about the future, finding things overwhelming, feeling unloved, pessimistic, trouble maintaining focus, and enjoying things that she used to enjoy. She scored high levels of impairment in cognitive function. She described moderate to severe impairment in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. She described moderate levels of impairment in her satisfaction in performing social roles and activities. New paragraph, she described mixed dysfunction in upper extremity fine motor and activities of daily life function. Including difficulty brushing her teeth, turning keys in the lock, using a touch-tone phone, write with a pen and pencil, shampooing her hair, opening jars, cutting her toenails, opening medication containers, removing wrappings. New paragraph, she described varying difficulty with lower extremity motor function in mobility, including difficulty running errands and shopping, unable to get up from the floor when lying on her back, difficulty ascending stairs, walking on uneven surfaces, slippery surfaces, climbing stairs without a handrail. New paragraph, stigmatization. She described varying levels from mild to moderate sense of stigmatization, believing that some people avoid her, that she feels left out of things, that people avoid looking at her, embarrassed because of her physical limitations, social situations, emotional distance from other people, being ignored, feeling that she might be a burden to others. New paragraph. Her daughter reported that her mother, at the time of her initial evaluation, that her mother had no idea how ill she was. She reported that her mother thought she should get a job since her husband had passed away, but she cannot drive a car and cannot communicate clearly, unable to take direction and identify objects, not knowing that she's sick. New paragraph. Neurological evaluation. Georgia's neurological examination is within broad limits of normal for cranial nerve function, motor activity, sensation, reflexes, and ambulation. New paragraph, I detected no unusual inducible neuromuscular resistance, cogwheeling, or tremor. New paragraph, laboratory. High-resolution 3D MR brain imaging with neuroquantitative analysis was accomplished at the DRI Elk Grove RadNet Imaging Center in Elk Grove on June 16, 2023. New paragraph, the study showed small punctate perivascular and subcortical white matter hyperintensities without mass effect or volume loss consistent with microangiopathic white matter disease, and some subtle patchy abnormal signal within the pons suggesting gliosis. No evidence of acute ischemia was present. No susceptibility artifact for blood degradation. There was ventricular enlargement with reciprocal and proportional enlargement of the sulci, comparable with mild diffuse cortical atrophy. New paragraph. The pituitary gland was found to be concave and diminutive in size. Lens replacements were present bilaterally. Intracranial flow voids were normal, as was the upper neck and soft tissues. New paragraph. Neuroquantitative analysis remains pending. Although there was evidence for moderate left and mild to moderate right hippocampal volume loss, parenthesis, Alzheimer's risk, end parenthesis, new paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory. Following her initial examination and the results of her quantitative analysis and quality of life questionnaire interrogation, she completed comprehensive laboratory testing for evaluation of dementia and dementia risk factors on June 29, 2023. Subparagraph. The Alzheimer's disease detection beta amyloid test ratios were normal. The autoimmune neurology antibody comprehensive evaluation panel was unremarkable. The dementia secondary causes chemical panel showed a mild reduction in her EGFR at 48/60. Her complete blood count, folate, B12, and thyroid screening were normal. New paragraph. Her metabolic syndrome, biochemical, and cholesterol panels showed an elevated LDL and non-HDL cholesterol and apolipoprotein B. Subparagraph. The hemoglobin A1C, intact insulin C-peptide, and insulin resistance scores were normal. New paragraph, nutritional biochemical panel for B vitamins and minerals showed absolute deficiency of vitamin B3-niacin, parenthesis, risk factor for pellagra, end parenthesis. The rest of the B vitamins were within normal limits. New paragraph, her mineral element analysis showed a marginal chromium level of 0.1. Dash chromium being an important element in glucose metabolism, with remainder of the mineral levels being within normal limits. except for her zinc level, which was 56, parenthesis expected 6130, in parenthesis. New paragraph, toxic heavy element screening was unremarkable. New paragraph. Today, I reviewed all of her results with Georgia and her daughter, who accompanies her to today's examination. New paragraph. Georgia's daughter provides additional supportive information in that when she took over assistance of her mother's care after her husband's passing, she was completely disorganized, not taking her vitamins, nutritional supplements, or feeding herself in an effective fashion on a regular level. New paragraph. She has corrected all these deficiencies, readjusted the timing of her medication dosages, and has noted that her mother has improved generally over a period of time where she's now more communicative and capable in her efforts at home. Subparagraph, her daughter is less worried about her now that she has improved. New paragraph, we discussed the results of her findings on her testing, and I today have provided her with prescriptions for niacinamide 500 milligrams to take daily for the next 3 to 6 months with her regular women's multiple vitamin. New paragraph. We also talked about supplemental therapy with appropriate mineral solution, which the daughter already has at home and would be giving her on a regular and routine basis. New paragraph. Based on her findings and the evidence of atherosclerotic ischemic microvascular disease, she should be treated for her dyslipidemia on a careful and monitored basis. I would anticipate the utilization of an appropriate non-toxic statin following her LDL and non-HDL levels, hopefully into the target range of between 50 and 70 if she can tolerate the medication without side effects. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up reevaluation appointment in approximately 3 months. New paragraph. Her daughter will contact us in the meantime should she have any additional problems. New paragraph. Her diagnosis at this point would be findings of degenerative dementia, moderate in nature, treated. New paragraph, dyslipidemia, mild to moderate, nutritional metabolic insufficiency, dash findings of thiamine deficiency and mineral deficiency, dash now in treatment. New paragraph, recommendations. We will follow her progress with these findings, anticipating further and continued benefit over a period of time. New paragraph, will send a follow-up report when she returns, and I respectfully with my professional signature.